move on then to our fourth presentation this morning, which is a Swiss-German approach to introducing pupils, students, and young professionals to radiation protection. And the presenter for this presentation is Joachim Breckau. And Joachim is the professor of biophysics and radiation physics at the Technische Hochschule Mittelhessen in Germany. He's also a member of the Institute of Medical Physics and Radiation Protection, and was a member of the German Commission on Radiological Protection from 1998 to 2004. He was also chair of the SSK Committee on Radiation Risks since 2002. And this year he was elected president of the German-Swiss Association for Radiation Protection. So thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you, Anne. In the previous papers, and probably it's a succeeding one as well, we have heard many and several approaches from to reach out for young people to engage with radiation affairs. And I think the background of this may be that that many of us have the experience that radiation issues are the not most exciting issues for young people, and the background for this may be that several reasons, of course, but one not least one may be that the lasting debate about nuclear power plants the picture that with if the nuclear power plants vanishes, also the radiation itself vanishes, and therefore nuclear protection is no need in future anymore. It's somewhat simply speaking, but maybe that this is a reason because young people are hard to be interested in these topics, and we have to do something against this. And therefore, the background, I think, or some backgrounds are that I told you the radiation protection is somewhat too closely linked to the, in Germany in particularly, is something too closely linked to nuclear power, and any objections to nuclear power that may be are also or could be also objections to radiation research itself, and that we have to overcome. Yes, and therefore, some people think in future maybe we don't need any radiation protection anymore. Yeah. And is it still a modern and innovative research field, or is it somewhat old-fashioned? Yeah, young people have to be motivated in new things, in innovative things, and we have to show that also our research field can be and is still innovative. Yes, then we have to tell them that there are all ways and also in future chances for careers, for occupational careers they can do. And, yeah, somewhat before, is radiation protection itself dangerous? It's sometimes a problem, for the pupils, but for the parents of the pupils, when we tell them they have to do some projects in radiation fields, parents ask, is this dangerous for our children? Yeah, the consequences, that was our society thought that should have been done, is that we and all other our members have to be active in recreating lessons, other backgrounds to say that we actually need radiation protection now and in the future, and we have to do it permanently and persistently anyway. in every field we are acting in. Yes, then the outcome of this should be that we encourage young people to be engaged in radiation affairs and in radiation protection affairs. And we should support any activity of education in any fields, in any facilities, universities, schools, directed towards radiation affairs. And we have to establish attractive study courses in schools and high schools and universities. So, and German-Swiss Association feels that we should support all these things, and we have a funding system. We called it a funding system with three funding lines. The first funding lines is addressed to pupils and teachers and parents of the pupils in schools, and we have projects in groups with some pupils, one, two, three, up to five or even more. And these projects lasting a few weeks, a few months, are supervised by a teacher, and we fund these projects with 500 euros. They have to get for any what they want. And we also make some prizes and awards for stimulating the pupils to do these things. The second line is addressed to students. we have a bursary and for change of students when they are study or part of their study abroad in the other country than Germany or Switzerland. And the third funding line is a funding line which is addressed to young scientists. And we have this prize dedicated to Ruprecht Mauthard. He is within in the audience here, and many of you may know him as one of our most deserved and eminent pioneers of the of radiation protection, and therefore the prize is called Ruprecht Mauthard Prize. Yeah, I'll show you some pictures of our success or partly success. Yeah, some newspaper articles from these projects of the pupils, yeah, and I think some of them can be proud that they have this project done and they are occur in this newspaper articles. Yes, and every year we have a little symposium where the projects are presented and where the prizes are presented, and you see some of these pictures of that. And up to now we have nearly 25, or in this region, 25 projects, and involved somewhat less than 100 pupils in these projects. So the second line to the funding line to the students, we have up to now nearly 10 students be funded. this is a picture from the presentation at Bad Alpbach in Austria some years ago. And the third line I mentioned is the Ruprecht Mauthard Prize, the first time awarded in the regional congress in 2010 in Helsinki. And it was happened as that our candidate from our society, Harald Breitkreuz, get also the European award. And this award is in line, you will see it in the in this congress here, with the international prize, the Young Professional Prize, and here is our candidate. You see him at the picture, Olaf Mazzocchi. maybe that he is in his presentation this day. I don't know exactly the time, and we will perhaps hear about him or the other candidates from the other countries. Moment. Oh. And so what have we done, what have we experiences and what draw conclusions? We think that there is no really simply way to reach teachers, young people, schools. Yeah? Only just when we installing a funding system, this is not the only thing, and this won't do alone. And therefore, we have to be active all the time, and all our members have to be active all the time and in their field where they're working. That is not only a job for an institution or a job for our society. Every person itself, every member is to be done with being in contact to young people. And we have made the experiences that that young people, pupils, who had no contact before to radiation itself, maybe not very eager to do them, but if they have done our project, they are sometimes very eager to turn on and to keep on, and we have to support this starting point, and we have to make sure that then is no breaking, and we have to go on with our engagement that will lead into the engagement of the young people. And another, perhaps the most important conclusions maybe, that we think that there is a need for a permanent effort to enlarge engagement. That is not only a starting point. It's not only to initiate some of these funding lines or something like this. We have to do a permanent effort to make in our fields where we are active young people that they are interested in and are engaged in radiation affairs in general and in radiation protection in special. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Joachim. It's very clear that there are a lot of challenges to the radiation protection professionals in engaging younger people and how to go about it and the need to work together. Certainly from the presentation so far, there's common themes emerging. Are there questions from the floor?
Thank you very much for an interesting talk. I'm from Japan, and I'm living in Miyagi Prefecture. It's a neighboring prefecture to Fukushima. And in the objective, you mentioned that one of your objectives is to encourage young people who are affected by the radiation protection affairs. And now I'm so interested in teaching the young people who are, you know, influenced by a nuclear power plant accident in Fukushima. And so what do you think are what point we should, put value, particularly in teaching the younger people about radiation protection in the affected, contaminated area?
Yeah. Our experience, particularly in Germany, where the debate on nuclear power is very, very strong and very tough, and in Switzerland sometimes, we have made the experience that not only with the pupils, with the general public, what people think, what radiation is, and what it, how it acts, and how many risks are involved with this, and that what we think, what we think, we professionals think, that there's a very, very big lag between this. And we have, first of all, not only directed to the pupils, try to come closer from what we think, what radiation is, and the risks with them, and what the people think. Yeah, it's a sometimes. Not or very, very only very hard to bridge to take a bridge over this thinkings from what the people think and what we are thinking. What is right? Yes, that's the first step. Yes, and in addition, school subjects radiation in Germany are very, very low, low. And poor knowledge about what radiation is performed in schools, even in high schools, I must say. And that is a problem. Yeah, also a problem to draw pupils or students in our field.
Thank you very much again. Thank you. Just take one more quick question, please.
Microphone.
Thank you for your presentation. My question is how you work with the teachers, actually, how you qualify the teachers who are teaching this subject, whether you have some kind of unified methodology and a plan for the teaching, and maybe a connection network within these different school teachers who are going to teach this subject?
Yeah. You address to some of the main problems we have, and we don't have a solution for this. Teachers are as well not very good informed what radiation is, and we as our society we haven't the means to solve these problems. We stand this problem. We with our activities we hope that teachers as well maybe come in contact to our projects and then evolve their knowledge to increase. But in their education, radiation is always very poor.
Yeah, so I think maybe in future you can consider to have some trainings for these teachers in the schools also. I am coming from Norway, from the Norwegian Radiation Protection Authority, and we had this experience of organizing these workshops for the teachers in the schools.
Yeah. Okay. Yes, I'm very happy to hear this. Yes, thank you.
Thank you. So we'll move on then to our fifth presentation in this session. And the presentation is entitled The Project of